From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The blame game is playing out in Washington and pushes the government ever closer to a partial shutdown. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says just when it seemed Democrats and Republicans would have some kind of deal before the midnight deadline, the tide turned.
I don't know what happened last night, but as I indicated earlier today at 4 o'clock in the morning, I got an email saying we've tried, but they backed off the number they agreed to.
NPR's David Wellner reports House Speaker John Boehner says budget cuts are at issue, while Democrats say the real issue is Republicans' insistence on cutting federal funding for Planned Parenthood.
After meeting with his caucus, House Speaker John Boehner said there is no agreement yet with Democrats on spending levels for the 6 months left in the fiscal year.
Most of the policy issues have been dealt with, and the big fight is over the spending.
But Washington Senator Patty Murray, who's on the Democratic leadership team, insists the last big sticking point is a GOP policy provision that would cut off funding for Planned Parenthood.
The government shouldn't shut down. We have come to an agreement, very difficult for many of us, to move to the numbers they've asked for. But we've agreed to do that.
But Murray says Democrats will not agree to eliminating federal subsidies for Planned Parenthood. David Wallner, NPR News, the Capitol.
A stunning turn of events in Wisconsin could give the state's hotly contested Supreme Court race to the conservative incumbent. From member station WUWM in Milwaukee, Marty Michelson has details.
The election pitted Justice David Prosser against little-known Assistant Attorney General Joanne Kloppenburg. It was viewed as a referendum on Governor Scott Walker's measure that takes away nearly all collective bargaining rights from most public workers. Unions supported Kloppenburg in the hopes that if elected, she would help strike down the law if it reaches the high court. Kloppenburg delivered an acceptance speech earlier this week after unofficial results put her ahead by some 200 votes. Then on Thursday, a county with one of the strongest conservative bases in the state revealed that it had incorrectly entered some vote totals on election night. The corrected totals now give Prosser a 7,500 vote lead. Meanwhile, the Kloppenburg campaign has formed a committee to begin raising money for a recount. For NPR News, I'm Marty Michelson in Milwaukee.
A former Cold War CIA operative who helped the U.S. combat Cuba's Fidel Castro and other communist governments in Latin America is found not guilty. Luis Posada Carriles, now 83 years old, was accused of lying about how he entered the United States in 2005 and about his role in deadly bombings over a decade ago at tourist sites in Cuba. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 79 points or more than 0.5% at 12,330, and the NASDAQ is down 24 at 2,772. This is NPR. The French embassy in Ivory Coast reports it's been hit. In a statement, the embassy says rocket and mortar fire came from positions held by forces loyal to the country's disputed leader, Laurent Gbagbo. It's uncertain if there were casualties. Gbagbo and his family are holed up at the presidential residence next to the embassy. He is refusing to relinquish his presidency. The international community recognizes challenger Alassane Ouattara as the democratically elected winner of the last presidential race. The Justice Department is allowing Google to buy a flight search technology company despite concerns that it could hurt competition. NPR's Tamara Keith reports the approval comes with new requirements to make sure Google plays fair with competitors.
Kayak, Orbitz, Bing, some of the biggest names in the travel search business use ITA software. So when Google announced last year it was planning to acquire ITA, it raised a big red antitrust flag. Now the Justice Department is saying the sale can go ahead, but only because Google has agreed to ongoing monitoring by the Justice Department.